keeping up with the changing weather patterns that seem to have been happening all day so far is now absolutely pouring it down with rain, which is going to affect qualifying. It's now midway through Q1, and like I say, it's absolutely tipping it down, and it'll be interesting to see how this affects the drivers.
Okay, I'm here with Paul de Resta in the Force India paddock. Paul, firstly, congratulations on finishing sixth. You must be very happy with sixth on the grid.
Yeah, from a team's point of view, that was excellent. I think we came here with ambitions trying to get into Q3. That was probably achievable, but we managed to do that, and it was very close, probably the top seven places. And we knew if we'd done a very good lap in Q3 when we got in, we took the chance to run that set of tyres, and we've achieved sixth place. A great result at Silverstone, obviously the home Grand Prix in front of a British crowd. It's the biggest race of my career so far. We've given ourselves a great opportunity, and Silverstone's under this new structure, if you want to call it, in front of a sellout crowd tomorrow.
Very difficult conditions. How do you think you managed them?
It was difficult. I think we made the right decisions equally on the pit wall as well as me, given my input. We did set out some parts of it and made sure we're on track at the right points, and that was obviously the key to going through.
And finally, how do you think the changes to the car have affected you during this weekend?
Well, I wouldn't have said they've made too much difference. Not that we felt a little bit negative, but it's difficult to say when you come to a different track. But, if it was going to put us in sixth place, we won't complain too much.
So we just arrived at Silverstone on race day. It's about 10:45 in the morning. Sun is shining. It's a really, really nice day. Hoping for different conditions than yesterday. Well, an absolutely superb start to the British Grand Prix at Silverstone. Jenson Button has slipped down 6th place, but Lewis Hamilton from 10th has gone up to 5th position in just the space of 2 laps. We're currently on lap 7. Sebastian Vettel has jumped ahead of Mark Webber. As it stands, Sebastian Vettel leads, Mark Webber in 2nd place, Fernando Alonso in 3rd, Massa in 4th, Hamilton superbly up to 5th place, Jenson Button in 6th, Paul de Resta in 7th place. Well, we're on lap 16 now, and Lewis Hamilton really is on a charge. He's gone from 10th position on the grid to 3rd place, only 5 seconds behind Mark Webber, who is in 2nd. Well, we're on lap 41 of 52, and disaster for Jenson Button, just as he left the pit lane for his 3rd or 4th pit stop of the afternoon. One of the mechanics failed to put on his wheel protector, so his wheel actually was not attached properly. Jenson Button has retired from the British Grand Prix. Okay, so the race has just finished. Let's see if we can catch up with some of the drivers to hear some of their thoughts.
I was doing everything on the limit, trying to keep my position. And then 15 laps to the end, we're running out of fuel. So I really had to save more than I've ever saved in my life. And that meant that Mark Webber came flying past me, and then Felipe was catching me very, very, very fast. Because when you're saving fuel, you also lose, you can't brake so hard, so you're losing temperature in your brakes, then my temperature in my tyres are dropping. So I was getting slower and slower and slower. And then the last lap, they said, okay, Lewis, push. Okay. And it was almost too late, but I had a good battle with him at the end.
Generally, the speed of the car today was encouraging compared to yesterday, and hopefully we can just try and go forwards from Germany.
Bad luck for Jensen. What happened there? Was it a team fault, or was it an individual error? Or talk us through what happened there.
Multiple errors, but just a team fault really. I mean, as they took the front wheel off, the wheel nut came out of the gun. So when he went to put it back on, there was no wheel nut there. He went to change to the second gun, but by that time the car had already gone because they'd let it go. So it's difficult. You're trying to do pit stops within 3 seconds and you've got a very high pressure atmosphere. So it is difficult for the guys, and it was a small mistake, but very costly.
Okay, well, best of luck for Germany, and thanks again for speaking to us.
No problem. Thank you very much.